The self does not go, nor does it come. For space and time derive their meaning from consciousness alone. Where can the self go when all that is within it? If a pot is taken from one place to another, the space within it does not move from one place to another, for everything is forever in space. If the mind is fully saturated with something, whatever happens to the body does not affect the mind. The mind is even unaffected by the good and bad intentions of another, even as the firmly established mountain is not moved by the horns of a little beast. The body does not create the mind, but the mind creates the body. The mind also is the seed for the body. When the tree dies, the seed does not. But when the seed perishes, the tree dies with it. If the body perishes, the mind can create other bodies for itself. When we are bound by the ego sense, me, and by the conditioning of the mind, even if we are regarded as a great person or a person of great learning, we can be defeated even by a child. The unreal has no existence, and the real does not cease to exist. When the infinite vibrates, the worlds appear to emerge. When it does not vibrate, the worlds appear to submerge. Even as when a torch is spun fast, a fiery circle appears. And when it is held steady, the circle vanishes, vibrating or not vibrating. It is the same everywhere, at all times. Not realizing it, we are subject to delusion. When it is realized, all cravings and anxieties vanish. In everyone's consciousness, there is a different idea of the world. Death and other such experiences are like cosmic dissolution, the night of cosmic consciousness. When that comes to an end, we wake up to our own mental creation, which is the manifestation of our ideas, notions, and delusions. Even as the cosmic being creates the universe after cosmic dissolution, we create our own world after death.